Hi, I'm Kathy Forstein, Music Director at KC Cafe Radio. Today we're going to have the great pleasure of chatting with The Enzymes. The Enzymes was Active Ingredients released their debut CD in 2011. This is rock and roll at its finest and funniest. Members of the band have played with pop music legends like the Pointer Sisters, Cyndi Lauper, and Thomas Dolby, and their experience in comedy is equally as impressive, playing with the Groundlings comedy troupe and having an iconic role in the Blues Brothers movies. Larry Treadwell, Rob Lewine, Murphy Dunn, and Howard Green, thank you so much for taking the time and your busy schedule to talk with me today on KC Cafe Radio.
Thank you.
Yes.
Great to be here.
Wonderful. I was wondering, how long have you guys been playing together?
We're going to have to estimate. Circa 2006, 2007. The truth is in there somewhere.
Uh-huh. And how did you guys meet up and get together and decide to do this?
We stumbled our way toward this creation.
You and Murphy were playing together.
Yeah,
first,
it's mostly right? Your fault. You do.
Yeah. You're looking at me, Rob Lewine.
This is Murphy. Rob and I were meeting on a semi-regular basis across from the Musicians Hall, where they have to rent rooms with pianos, etc. And we just started hanging for a while. We do tunes we knew and would learn, and we prefer original material, and kind of a simpatico agreement. And Rob suggested that we get together with these other handsome, better paid gentlemen. And once that kind of happened, we're off and running.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this is Rob. I actually suggested to Murphy that we find ourselves a drummer, and Murphy absolutely refused.
I did.
And nonetheless, I prevailed. I had him on the floor with my fingers on his windpipe. And we reached out to a guy who asked if he could bring along Larry Treadwell. Larry Treadwell, he of the Groundlings Theater house band.
Mm-hmm.
We said, great, because Larry is one hell of a player. And Larry actually came to, I think, our first rehearsal,
right.
Our very first. And then the drummer disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, really disappeared. And so Larry said, well, what about Howard Green? And we said, great, because Howard is another third of the Groundlings theater house band and equally impressive. So that became the unit rather quickly.
Rather quickly. And we've worked our way into this century, haven't we?
And through the good graces of Howard, we wound up with the Active Ingredients, Phyllis Bailey Brooks and Roxanne Mayweather.
Mm-hmm. Are they part of the Groundlings as well? Or
no. No, they're not.
How did you guys find them?
This is Howard. I had worked with both of them off and on in other groups. And so when we wanted to see about adding backup singers, I just recommended them, and they've been involved with us ever since.
Yeah, they're great.
They are great.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So how would you describe your band's style, Rob?
Typically the answer I give, which is slightly self-congratulatory, is clever rock, for lack of anything else that's come up.
Clever rock. I think that's a good description.
We've been looking through the thesaurus and sleeping on it to come up with better names, but clever rock is
it. Clever rock seems to be it, yeah.
Because I think your lyrics are very clever, you know, and a lot of times when people describe comedy, it's sort of in this novelty kind of genre where, you know, with after like three or four listens, you're like, okay, I get the joke, you know, that's good. It's funny, it's a good song. But with your music, you know, the lyrics are so clever that you like to listen to it hundreds of times, you know? It's not one of these novelty type of music. It's clever lyrics and really great melodies and songs.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that.
Bless you, my child.
Thank you much.
You're very welcome. So do you guys tour as well, or are you just do these albums and get together? Or do you go out on tours? You just play around LA? What do you do?
It's a great question. The answer is no, we don't tour. We actually have not risen to that occasion. We mainly meet on a weekly basis, arrange and write tunes, record through the good graces of Larry, who was not just our musical director, but our engineer and producer, and what a great producer he is. And then we play the occasional gig, and almost all of it is local in the, you know, L.A. Ventura County area.
Where can people hear you at in the L.A. area, then, if they wanted to come and hear you guys play?
They should come to our rehearsals.
Yeah. Larry's studio. And
I was just reading the band an email that came in from a conversation between another band that we were going to team up with to do a gig with down in Venice, California, and the lady that was booking it. And the last communication on the email was all about how the drummer was telling the woman, well, we got a better paying gig, so we're moving on because I haven't heard from you in a while. And then they start arguing back and forth about, you know, whether they send emails, and but the gist of it is that gig went away for us. So
sadly, we have really nothing booked as of today.
As of that email.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The last thing we played, which was last month, was kind of typical of the kind of place we play. We played a place called the McGrorty Arts Center, which is a state-run arts community arts center in Tujunga, California. And this is our kind of place, meaning it's not a club and it's not a bar. It's a place where we kind of attract like-minded audiences, that is, people who are inclined to pay attention to us and appreciate what we do. And we get this great response from essentially a limited number of people, but it all works. Mm-hmm. So we play places like that and the Thousand Oaks Library, the Hillcrest Center for the Performing Arts. We've played the Groundlings Theater 3 or 4 times. We've played the Skylight Theater in Hollywood. We're kind of in a niche act, in a way, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. Let me get this question out of the way before, because everybody's asked me this. Murphy Dunn, you were in the Blues Brothers movies. How did you get that role of playing Murph in the Blues Brothers movies?
Well, I had to change my name to Murph, first off.
Uh-huh.
Which has worked out very, very, very well. I was a close friend of John Belushi's, and I had done a movie with him called Old Boyfriends, where I played keyboards, and I had done another film called The Big Bus, way before you were born, at Paramount. And both that John and John Landis, they kind of liked me for some strange reason. So when Paul Schaefer said, listen, I've got this Gilda Radner thing coming up, and I promised her I'd help her on Broadway, they both said, well, let's call Murph. It was kind of a last-minute thing, and I couldn't have been more thrilled. I knew some of the band, Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper. I had produced their Rhythm and Blues Festival, free one in Chicago, and I kind of knew them, and Cropper was sort of a fan, so I kind of fit in.
Mm-hmm. So you got to do both of the films.
Correct.
Yeah. And how big was your role in the film? I mean, was it more improvised, or was it something that you...
The first film was already written by John Landis and Dan Aykroyd, and they needed a smarmy lounge pianist for this room with a lot of shag carpeting.
Uh-huh.
And I seemed to fit in very nicely. It must have been the carpeting.
Then you played keyboards, and I haven't seen the movie in a couple of years, but did you do original material, or were you doing cover tunes?
In truth, the Blues Band was like this amazing cover band.
Uh-huh.
It did a lot of Stax Volt stuff and Sam and Dave stuff, you know.
Yeah, classic stuff.
And and the song that I sang in the lounge was Quando, Quando.
Oh, yeah.
Very...
Oh, yeah. I know. I remember. Yep.
It's a cheesy song, and they... had me sing it in a very piquant, perfect, cheesy voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the tour was fun. I had a great time, and hanging with Paul Schaefer was fabulous.
Yeah. So you got to go on tour with the Blues Brothers as well?
Right.
That's awesome.
It was great fun.
Yeah. So, Howard, you actually helped produce this album, right?
Well, we kind of all did.
Yeah.
I mean, we all, Larry is... kind of the main producer, but we all contribute ideas and it's kind of a collective thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, he puts what he likes. That's
yeah. And all of you guys wrote a lot on this CD as well. I mean, everybody's got their fingers all over this CD. How is it that you all could bring all your different writing styles together into one CD?
That's a great question.
Good question. It just worked.
Excuse me, this is Rob. There is, really by chance or maybe by good fortune, a group sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
We just seem to resonate along the same lines, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Especially where funny is concerned. But also musical tastes. I mean, tend to, you know, appreciate or not appreciate the same artists and acts.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really organic development.
And more anything, I was going to say, we have fun together. And that's
you can hear that in the songs, yeah.
Well, just as long as the audience does, we'll be happier.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So who are your influences? Anybody want to answer that one?
Well, this is Murph. I like Frank Zappa and obviously old Stax Fold stuff and blues, but the kind of off-the-wall stuff I really embrace.
Mm-hmm.
Howard, I'm also very into Frank Zappa and old R&B and I grew up on kind of British Invasion rock, the Stones, the Beatles, the Animals, Jethro Tull, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I played a lot of jazz as well, so that's kind of my other thing.
Rob, who's your influences?
I would say the Beatles are the Bible for me and probably for half the planet.
Yeah.
But along the way, Steely Dan, huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think we all greatly appreciate an underappreciated band called NRBQ. New Rhythm and Blues Quartet, who thrived in their way from 1969 or thereabouts when they signed with Columbia up until maybe 4 or 5 years ago. The best bar band on the planet, but stunning original material and great musicianship. I don't even know if you've heard of them. Most people
have. Yeah, I've heard of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they loom large for me.
Yes. Well, actually, you know, what those guys said about the British Invasion, of course, I was, you know, a teenager at that time. That was a huge influence. I actually wanted to play keyboards originally because I loved the keyboard playing on, like, the Zombies and the Animals.
Yeah.
But my dad said we didn't have enough money to buy me an organ, so I ended up with my brother's used guitar, and so I'm a guitarist. It worked out better, though. I think I'm a better guitar player than I would have been keyboard player. But I love those bands. And I liked a lot of people like, Joni Mitchell. I always loved her lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she's no slouch with music either. Laura Nero. So there's some female influences in my life. But then there's, you know, the British Invasion. And then there's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And got into the blues, you know.
The blues for all of us, I think.
Yeah, Eric Clapton. Of course, yeah. Jimi Hendrix for me.
Hendrix.
So, a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, where did the comedy side of this come from then, would you say? I mean, Frank Zappa, he's clever, like you guys are, but where would you say the comedy influence?
Well, one of the places, I don't know if you're familiar with the theater, but there's a theater in Chicago called Second City.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a member of the main stage there in Chicago, and in New York, I was kind of between Peter Boyle and John Belushi, and that's how I met John initially. So I've got a comedic background, and I did a bunch of comedy albums for Atlantic Records that were satiric in nature. But I think you'll find amongst most musicians, there is a comedic bent to them. Well, there's a lot of things wrong with us,
yeah.
and especially these guys, they just love to laugh, and I'm thrilled to be with such clever people.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of clever, where'd you come up with the name for the band?
It was a torturous process.
Yeah, it took about, I think, maybe 4 months of sitting here with legal pads and saying, how about that? And we had like 400 names, and I think I finally, I don't know, did I prevail?
Yes, you prevailed.
Yeah.
By mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were some of the other ideas?
Oh, you got the pads around here? Larry performs occasionally in another band that has taken one of those names, the Peculiars.
Yes.
That probably would have worked for us just fine.
Come on.
He's actually, Larry is reaching for the book. Yeah. I don't. We will now humiliate ourselves by giving you some of the. We were something else.
We attempted to cash in on the Blues Brothers thing briefly. We were Murph and the Magic Tones for a little while.
Until it turned out there are about 30 bands called Murph and the Magic Tones. Seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And also, we had for a while a name that I thought was great for us, the Weisenheimers. And there was a Weisenheimers. That's the internet now. Actually, there are other enzymes, as it turns out. There's some, like, turntablist somewhere in the Northwest. There's a group in Wales. And they're teenagers in Australia. So, actually, we are the enzymes with the active ingredients. No one else knows that.
I like the name. It's something you remember, you know?
Yeah, or not.
Yeah. here's an interesting question. I don't know if it you'll find it interesting. But what is the funniest key in music?
Oh, F sharp. Everybody knows that.
C sharp. What do you mean F sharp?
F sharp.
C sharp.
E, A. So have you ever written anything in F sharp or C sharp?
No, we don't.
You stick to the major chords or the major keys?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Larry's got some of the names, don't you, Larry?
Oh, yeah. Well, this was before we were actually trying. Some of these names were just coming up with names before we needed a name, before we were even trying to be a band. Remember, we were just jamming. And we'd make up names for fun, like the Fiberifics, the After Sounds.
The Blues Plate Specials.
Yes, the Predictables. The Entanglements, the Digressions, but I digress. let's see, we almost took this one, right, guys? Babe Magnet and the Smoking Armenians.
Yeah, that was close until Murphy's daughter said, Dad, they're going to think you're Armenian. We went, oh, yeah.
So stuff like that.
That's great. I'm glad you stuck with the enzymes. I think that's...
I think we know what you're saying.
So who would you guys say is the most talented member of the band?
Well, I vote for Larry.
Oh, I'm not getting into it.
I don't want to cause you guys to break up, you know. So
it could be great if this interview was our demise.
Stop pointing at me, guys.
I wasn't.
Yeah, this is over the phone, so we can't really see who they're all pointing at. But yeah, you all probably say that you're the one everyone's pointing at. I'm going to ask you about some of the songs that's on this CD. One of my favorite songs is Pavlov Rang My Bell, and I know Murphy, you wrote that one. Can you tell me what was your inspiration for that song?
Women.
Ah.
At the end, it's always been women for me, and the idea that that men are tempted by women, and I'm easily tempted, shall I say. But it's about an enthusiast. It's about an exotic dancer. And that's it. Yeah. I love her.
Yeah. Great. So
we haven't mentioned to Murphy that she's not real.
What?
I guess I just did.
Oh, my God. Poor Murph.
You can't see this, but he's crestfallen.
I'm sorry, Murph.
Crests fell off.
Another interesting song, you just put a single out called Doo-Wop-A Doodle. Who wrote that one?
That, I'm afraid, falls into my cage as well. It's an unusual tune.
Yes, to say the least.
It's about a dream that Sigmund Freud wouldn't even have had. And it has snacking in it. It has madness and a lot of tubas.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people I work with in the Blues Brothers band, who's the trombone player for David Letterman, Bones Malone, he put a lot of horns on for it. And we had a lot of fun. Larry had a lot of fun retuning and moving that sound around. I'm a tuba person as well.
Really, tell Kathy what it's actually about.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Come on, tell me.
No, I'm not. I have to put my foot down somewhere.
A lot of delicious metaphors in that song.
Yeah, yeah. So one more question about a song. Rob, you wrote Zeroville.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that one?
I'm happy to. I don't know where to start. I think it's about young testosterone. And it's meant to be cautionary.
It's a cautionary tale for the young man.
for the youngster that I was once.
Ah.
Probably, but mainly for what I don't know, what I read about.
Well, it's one of my favorite songs in the CD too. So since you all write so many of you have different songs on the CD, how do you pick whose songs goes on the CDs and whose songs don't?
Larry votes.
Right.
No, I wish.
The rest of us just tabulate. We say, here's what Larry decided. What is your, does yours agree with mine?
No.
Well, since you know, we did the recording here at my studio, you know, if I don't like a song, I just go, oh, guys, I'm sorry, the computer ate it. It's deleting.
Or sometimes he just says, I have to go to the bathroom, and we don't see him for the rest of the day.
Yes, session over.
So it's ultimately Larry's decision on whose song makes it.
We somehow managed to agree.
Mm-hmm.
Most everything.
Does somebody ever bring in a song you guys say no?
I can only remember one.
One of mine?
What was it? The Regina one?
Oh, yeah. Enough said.
Oh, no, you guys refuse.
Which rhymes with.
There are a couple of unwritten rules. We will not do a song about toilet activities.
Mm. No toilet humor.
So yeah, there goes a lot of my tunes.
Yeah, so Larry, that's why he's underrepresented.
Well, some of the songs that of mine, they don't want to do the rolling of the reefer polka. Will you think of me when you're under him? You know, and love my God or I'll kill you. They didn't like it at all.
I think I'd like to hear that last one.
Well, yeah. You might.
I secretly like that one.
It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, whoops.
So I know I caught you guys after a rehearsal. Are you guys working on a new CD or?
We are kind of. We are drifting in that direction by virtue of putting out singles. Doo-wop-a-doodle is one. And then we have another one about to release. I don't even know if I want to mention the title, should I?
Why not?
Okay. This is a nice MOR title. Kill Yourself First.
And what's the topic of that song?
It's the subhead would be advice to the mass murderer.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
It's another one of our romantic tunes.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of women flock to us. wait, that's another band.
For the young lovers in the audience, the CD that you guys put out in 2011, The Enzymes with Active Ingredients, how long did that take to record? I know you recorded it there at Larry's, you said?
We did,
yes.
How long did it take to record that?
Oh, about 3-4 years. No, what was it really? It was a long time.
Well, we kind of stretched it over a period of time, but it took a while because it was still pretty young in the band's existence. So, you know, we were sort of, it took a while.
Yeah.
But it came together nicely in the end.
So one last question, and this is really a hard question that I ask songwriters or even musicians, what's your favorite song by somebody else?
Mm.
Well, I'd go with What I Say by Ray Charles.
Mm. That's a great one. Anybody else want to take a stab at that?
Boy. Wow. Typically, I don't know how to answer the question, but I find what happens with me is my favorite song is usually the last thing I heard that I love. And so, as of right now, the last thing I heard that I love is We Can Work It Out, the Beatles.
The Beatles is always a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Rob. I'm my favorite song changes a lot, but Hot Fun in the Summertime, that song always ends too soon.
I agree, yeah.
No matter how many times I listen to it, when the fade out starts, I'm always, no, I want to hear more, so.
I love Sly and the Family Stone, too, yeah.
Larry?
So, I'm trying to think of some Todd Rundgren songs that I used to just love. I can't think of the title at the moment, though.
One of my favorites of Todd's is Love is the Answer. I just think that's an amazing song.
It truly is, yeah.
Especially times like this when we're on the brink of war again. I always think of that song and come back to that song. So
you sound like you have a keen interest in and appreciation of music.
I do. I love music. I'm a musician myself, too, so I kind of I appreciate all kinds of music, so.
Well, what would your favorite song be?
Gosh, that's a hard question. Love is the Answer is, I would go with that as one of my favorites, just because I think it says so much. And Beatles songs, you know, there's so many Beatles songs you could pick. You know, In My Life is a great one. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite artist of all time is Olivia Newton-John. And so I would have to pick I Honestly Love You. It's one of my favorite songs, yeah.
Honestly, a pretty song.
Yeah. So, guys, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Rob, Murphy, Howard, and Larry, thanks so much. And you have a website. You guys want to mention that?
Well, we don't.
You don't?
You know, we're
building it right now. Hear the hammers?
Yeah.
Well, I know you had it, and now, because I went to check it today, and it wasn't there.
Oh.
But I knew you had it like a month or two ago.
We didn't get the last permit from the Department of Building and Safety. So, no, we've been incredibly negligent about this stuff.
We were just admonished over the phone by our promotions person to
my mother hen.
by Jeanette to get our website together.
That will be rectified in the next month.
But your Facebook page is very good, and people can go and listen to your songs there.
Yes. And at Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation, yeah.
Okay, great.
And CD is up at CD Baby. We do some things that make sense.
And you can always go to KC Cafe Radio and request their music as well and hear them. I know we're giving you guys a lot of spins on the Roots Music Report. I just noticed that the other day. So hopefully you're seeing some success from this, I'm hoping.
Yeah, we're going to retire next week.
Well, great. I'm going to be...
Thank you for all your efforts.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you guys sending your music to us, and I love playing your stuff, and I'm glad that you're part of our station.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, happy to be.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, The Enzymes with Active Ingredients.
Bye-bye.
Bye.